From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Mike Schuster, in for Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what lower approval ratings mean for President Bush and the importance of Jewish backgrounds among the Democratic presidential candidates. But first, the most notorious candidate in the California recall election finally made his first appearance in a debate last night at Cal State in Sacramento, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ariana, let me just say one thing. You personally, your personal income tax have the biggest loophole. I can drive my Hummer through it. That's how big the loophole is. Let me tell you something.
Arnold Schwarzenegger chastising independent candidate Arianna Huffington. That was just one of the sparring matches between the candidates last night. Here with us now to assess their performance is Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome back, Carla.
Thank you, Mike.
So everybody was watching to see how Schwarzenegger would perform. What do you think?
Well, he had the snappiest one-liners, no doubt about it, but he came into the debate with low expectations, and in that sense, he had a win. He didn't make any fatal errors, no missteps, but this is the only debate he's going to appear at, and so the big question, did he know policy? Did he know enough detail? I'm not sure the Terminator terminated those doubts in this debate.
He had he displayed a pretty aggressive style. Let's hear a clip.
The politicians make a mistake. They keep spending and spending and spending.
That's right.
And then when they realize they made a mistake and they've spent money they don't even have, then they go out and go and tax, tax, tax. What you have to do is you put a spending cap on it.
We also provided tax cuts.
You guys have an addiction problem. Yes. You should go to an addiction place because you cannot stop spending.
How do you think something like that plays with the voters?
I think it plays well with the voters who are already thinking about voting for Arnold, but I think he made a misstep in a lot of the jabs that he directed were at Arianna Huffington, telling her that he had a role for her in Terminator 4, at one point saying to her, why don't you get some decaf? And she was very upset after the debate, and I think this is going to be a storyline that plays in the next couple of days. Arnold is down 13 points with women voters. The line about go get some decaf, I think, some of the women I talked to, sounded a lot like, honey, you're a little hysterical, why don't you calm down? Women have heard that line, and I'm not sure that's going to work for him in the future. I think he hurt himself with those.
In this campaign, one of Arnold's biggest problems is the other Republican in the race, Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, certainly the most conservative candidate. Here he is in his closing statement.
I am the only candidate at this table who has signed a no-tax pledge. And I'm the only candidate who for 20 years in the public arena has proposed and fought for precisely those fiscal reforms that are desperately needed to straighten out this state's finances.
Tom McClintock, Carla, how do you think he did?
If Republicans were looking for a reason for McClintock to get out of this race, he certainly didn't provide it last night. He was very strong again, no matter what you think of his political views. He didn't come off as some kind of right-wing crazy. He came off very modulated, a grown-up, someone who was in command of the facts. He does very well in these debates. He makes it very tough on Schwarzenegger and on the Republicans who would like to see him drop out. And he said again last night, Mike, after the debate, no way, I'm a politician who keeps my promises, and I promise to stay in through the end, and I'm going to.
Now, on the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, answering a question about how he would balance the budget, first had a mea culpa for the state's current budget deficit.
We spent more than, as a government, it spent more than it was coming in. There's no rocket science to this, and we spent more than we had.
Bustamante seemed to try to remain calm in the midst of all this. How do you think that approach played?
Yeah, I think he succeeded, Mike. He came off as a moderate, somebody who was very well versed in public policy, at times almost a little condescending, reminding some of the other candidates that he knew the inside of government and they didn't, particularly with Arianna. He had that tone. But I think he did well for himself and tried to separate himself from Governor Davis on a couple occasions during the debate. But in all, this was a win for him.
And what about the Governor Gray Davis? He was almost absent. Policies of his were discussed, but his name hardly came up.
Mike, I think in some ways the guy who wasn't there was the winner in this debate. You know, these debates are aimed at independent voters, swing voters, the people who haven't made up their mind. What they saw last night was five candidates who none of them were a real standout. There was a lot of bickering, and in fact, in times it kind of seemed like the Jerry Springer show. That circus atmosphere might have some of these voters throwing up their hands and saying, you know what, I'm going to stick with the guy I know about rather than the folks I don't know about. So I think he may, in the end, be the winner here.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you, Mike.
Carla Marinucci is the political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle.